ஹலோ, யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் ரேடியோ மாடிடபிள்ஸ் இந்தியா.
नमस्ते, मैं अश्विनी कुलकर्णी खारघर की रहवासी हूँ। मैं अपनी नित्य योग साधना ओम योग हेल्थ सेंटर खारघर द्वारा सिखाए गए योगासन प्राणायाम तथा ध्यान धारणा से करती हूँ। वैसे मेरा योगा से परिचय किशोर अवस्था में ही हुआ था, लेकिन पढ़ाई, शादी, बच्चे पालना, इसमें वक्त बीतने के कारण योग साधना जैसे मौका मिलने पर ही होती थी। खारघर में स्थित होने के बाद मुझे मेरी सहेली दर्शना से ओम योग हेल्थ सेंटर के बारे में पता चला। बच्चे सुबह स्कूल जाने की वजह से मुझे सुबह का समय अपनी योग सराव के लिए मिल सकता था, इसीलिए मैं ओम योग हेल्थ सेंटर से जुड़ गई। 2018 के अक्टूबर महीने से मैं नित्य योग साधक हूँ। इस वर्ग के शिक्षक मृणाल मैम, मनीषा मैम और श्वेता मैम से हर समय योगासन का अचूक मार्गदर्शन और प्रोत्साहन मिलता गया। यह शिक्षक योग के लिए बहुत समर्पित है। कोरोना काल में ऑनलाइन वर्ग शुरू करके इन्होंने अपने साधकों को सकारात्मक रहने के लिए अच्छा मार्गदर्शन किया, इसके लिए हम सब उनके बहुत आभारी हैं। आज 5 साल से नित्य योग साधना से मैं खुद में बहुत अच्छे बदलाव महसूस करती हूँ। शुरुआत में मेरे कुछ हेल्थ इश्यूज की वजह से मैं सभी आसन नहीं कर सकती थी, लेकिन अब मैं 98% आसन कर लेती हूँ। मांसपेशियों में ताकत, लचीलापन, स्फूर्ति, सकारात्मक ऊर्जा का एहसास, मासिक चक्र में नियमितता, एलर्जी की तकलीफ कम होना, गुस्से पर नियंत्रण, ऐसे और भी कई बदलाव मुझे नियमित योग साधना से महसूस हुए। योग्य मार्गदर्शन, प्रोत्साहन और मित्रतापूर्ण परिस्थिति के कारण मैं ओम योग हेल्थ सेंटर से हमेशा के लिए जुड़े रहना चाहती हूँ और इसका प्रसार मैं ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा करने का प्रयत्न भी करूँगी, ताकि मेरे जैसे किसी और व्यक्ति को भी ऐसा लाभ मिल सके। योग दिवस पर आपको बहुत शुभकामनाएं देकर मैं योग को अपना नित्य आचरण बनाने का वचन लेती हूँ। श्री शुभम भवतु।
हेलो फ्रेंड्स, मेरा नाम रिंकू जैन है। मैं एक होलिस्टिक काउंसलर हूँ। आज अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योगा दिवस की सभी को शुभकामनाएं देनी है। योगा एक ऐसी चीज़ है जो आपके तन और मन दोनों को ही स्वस्थ रखती है। मोदी जी ने इसे इंटरनेशनल बनाकर बहुत ही अच्छा काम किया है। आजकल सभी लोग इस अपनी सेहत के लिए जागरूक हैं। हर कोई अपनी सेहत के लिए कुछ ना कुछ कर रहा है और उसमें से एक योग है। योग आपको मानसिक शांति देता है, आपके मनोबल को बढ़ाता है, शारीरिक शक्ति को भी बढ़ाता है। योग से कई बीमारियां ठीक होती हैं। दवाइयों की कोई ज़रूरत नहीं, किसी भी इक्विपमेंट्स की कोई ज़रूरत नहीं। घर में एक आसन बिछाकर भी आप बहुत अच्छे से योग कर सकते हैं। इस योगा दिवस पर मैं आप सभी से बस ये कहना चाहूँगी कि अपनी सेहत का ध्यान रखें, अपने स्वास्थ्य का ध्यान रखें। आजकल मानसिक बीमारियां ज़्यादा बढ़ रही हैं और मानसिक बीमारियां सिर्फ बच्चों को, बड़ों को, बूढ़ों को ही नहीं, हर उम्र के लोगों को, हर आदमी को, औरत को, कोई भी हो, हर कोई थोड़ी बहुत या ज़्यादा मानसिक बीमारियों से लड़ रहा है। इन मानसिक बीमारियों का कारण क्या है? सही खान पान ना होना, नींद ना आना, हमें इतनी सारी चिंताएँ होती हैं, कभी घर की चिंता, कभी फाइनेंस की चिंता, कभी बच्चों की पढ़ाई को लेकर चिंता। इन चिंताओं के कारण हम ठीक से खाते पीते नहीं हैं, किसी भी वक्त सोते हैं, किसी भी वक्त जागते हैं। जो भी बच्चे हैं उनका भी सोने का, खाने पीने का कुछ रह नहीं गया है। तो क्या ये तरीका बिल्कुल सही है जीने का? जी नहीं, ये तरीका बिल्कुल सही नहीं है जीने का। क्योंकि इससे कई बीमारियां पनपती हैं और मानसिक हालत ठीक नहीं होती है तो शारीरिक हालत भी ठीक नहीं रहती है। मैं इन मानसिक बीमारियों के लिए इतना क्यों कह रही हूँ, क्योंकि मैं खुद होलिस्टिक काउंसलर हूँ। मेरे पास कई लोग आते हैं जो मानसिक बीमारियों से ग्रस्त हैं। छोटे छोटे बच्चे शब्द इस्तेमाल करते हैं कि हमें टेंशन है, हमें स्ट्रेस है, उसकी वजह से उन्हें शारीरिक बीमारियां हैं, उनके हाथ पैर कमज़ोर हैं, उनका डाइजेस्टिव सिस्टम पाचन क्रिया कमज़ोर हो गई है, ना ठीक से खाना, ना सोना, ना खेलना, ना कूदना। इन सब में योग बहुत ही मदद करता है, क्योंकि जब आप अनुलोम विलोम करते हैं, कपालभाति करते हैं, प्राणायाम करते हैं, तो मन बहुत शांत होता है और मन जैसे ही शांत होता है शरीर में एक अलग ऊर्जा भर जाती है। जो सांसों की सारी क्रियाएं हैं, जिससे आप सांस अंदर लेते हैं, बाहर लेते हैं, उन सभी क्रियाओं से अंदर ऑक्सीजन इतना अच्छे से भर जाता है कि पूरा शरीर स्फूर्ति से भर जाता है। हमें बहुत अच्छा लगता है, मन बहुत खुश होता है, और जब मन खुश होता है तो शरीर का हर एक अंग, हर एक चीज़ आपके शरीर में खिलती है, फूलती है, पनपती है और बीमारियां दूर भागती हैं। बस मैं आज इतना ही कहना चाहूँगी, अपने स्वास्थ्य का ध्यान रखें, मानसिक स्वास्थ्य का ध्यान रखें, शारीरिक स्वास्थ्य का ध्यान रखें, अच्छे से खाएं, पिएं और खुश रहें, सदा हंसते मुस्कुराते रहें। धन्यवाद, थैंक यू, बाय।
Hello dear friends and all my colleagues and students and everyone who present here on this particular International Yoga Day. Myself, Dr. Shilpi Sarkar, is very glad to present you on the topic of yoga. I am very honored that I got the opportunity to talk on this radio platform under the guidance of Dr. Karan Pratap Singh sir. First of all, we should all practice yoga. Do you know how much years back the yoga was considered as an ancient spiritual practice which originated in the Indian subcontinent? Well, it was more than 5,000 years back that yoga was defined as a science of the mind. It was an ancient spiritual practice which has its roots in the Indian subcontinent. Yoga is concerned with exploring the inner world and unleashing the power and knowledge contained within. So the main goal of the yoga practitioner is to achieve samadhi, a state of higher consciousness through a multitude of practices. A regular yoga practice can promote endurance, strength, calmness, flexibility, and total well-being of a human being. Although classical yoga includes other elements, yoga as practiced in the US typically emphasizes about the physical postures, that is asana, breathing techniques, that is pranayama, and meditation, that is dhyana. While at heart a spiritual discipline, yoga has been used to maintain a very important physical fitness and mental well-being, and also a therapeutic intervention for physical and psychological disorders. Now, as we talked a little bit about yoga, let us get back to the history of the yoga. The word yoga appears in Rig Veda, a collection of ancient texts. Yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yug, which means union, or to join. Indian monks spread their knowledge of yoga in the West during the late 1890s. So modern yoga teachings became widely popular in the Western countries by 1970s. Now yoga has similarities with the two practices of Chinese origin, that is Tai Chi and Qigong, which are sometimes called the meditative movement practices. All three practices include both meditative elements and the physical ones. The overall philosophy of yoga is about connecting the mind, body and the spirit. So there are 6 branches of yoga. Each branch represents a different focus and a set of characteristics. The 6 branches are Hatha Yoga. This is the physical and mental branch which aims to prime the body and the mind. Next is the Raja Yoga. This branch involves meditation and strict adherence to a series of disciplinary steps known as the 8 limbs of yoga. Third is the Karma Yoga. This is a path of service that aims to create a future free from negativity and selfishness. Next comes the Bhakti Yoga. This aims to establish the path of devotion, a positive way to channel emotions and cultivate acceptance and tolerance. Jnana Yoga. This branch of yoga is about wisdom, the path of the scholar and developing the intellect through study. Then comes Tantra Yoga. This is a pathway of ritual, ceremony and consumption of a relationship. So now we know about yoga and the different types of yoga practice. Now, what are the health benefits of yoga? Research suggests that yoga may help to improve the general wellness by relieving the stress, supporting the good health habits, and improving the mental and emotional health, sleep, and balance. People who are suffering from low back pain and neck pain, they can possibly get relief from this type of pain and tension by practicing yoga. Also, people who are overweight or obese can lose weight by the daily practices of yoga. Yoga also helps the people who wants to quit smoking. Now, people nowadays has a lot of anxieties and depressions and mental problems. So, by practicing yoga, there are a lot of health benefits because people in the real life situations can come out from their difficult situations by practicing these yogas. It will also help in the relieving the menopause symptoms. Also, different people will have chronic diseases which will be very difficult to manage, but practicing yoga will improve their quality of life and thus will give them a relief from the pain. So, after knowing the health benefits of yoga, let us now talk about when was the first International Yoga Day celebrated. The idea of the Yoga Day was first proposed by our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji in 2014. The first International Day of Yoga was celebrated the next year on June 21st. The day was recognized by the United Nations. And in this year, in 2022, the theme of this year's Yoga Day celebration is Yoga for Humanity. And it is very wonderful to know that around 25 crores of people has practiced this yoga on this very day. Today, yoga has become an international festival. Yoga is not only limited to any individual, not any religion, but it is for the whole humanity. So, let us all come and tell and practice this yoga, as you all know that yoga is only for humanity. So let us focus on this International Day of Yoga on this theme of what our beloved Prime Minister has mentioned, that yoga is for humanity. Let us all practice yoga. Let us be again relieve our pain and come back to a healthy and very beautiful life. Thank you very much, and hope that a brief talk on this radio may have some benefits for the people who don't know much about yoga. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity, and hope yoga will bring a change in your lifestyle, in a change in your habit of living life and seeing life. Thank you very much.
Namaskar, I am Selvi Rajkumar from Rail Vihar Society, Kargar. I practice yoga under the tutelage of Om Yoga Health Center, Kargar, for the past 4 years. From my personal experience, I can vouch that those who practice yoga for any extended period of time benefit more than just health and physical wellness. There is much more to yoga than that. The Om Yoga Center at Kargar, with its experienced yoga instructors, have made immense impact on the overall wellness of all those under its tutelage. This is my voice message for the International Yoga 2022. The theme for this year is Yoga for Humanity. Yoga is an ancient practice originating thousands of years ago in India, focusing on breathing, flexibility, and strength to boost physical and mental well-being. In simple words, yoga is a way of living towards a healthy mind in a healthy body. Swami Vivekananda introduced yoga to the Western world as a science of mind. In bringing the ancient wisdom of yoga to the global audience, the 5 basic principles adapted are proper exercise, that is asana, proper breathing, that is pranayama, proper relaxation, that is savasana, proper diet, positive thinking, and meditation, that is Vedanta and Dhyana. Yoga has come to be seen as a universal solution for the ailments of modern society. And in many cases, yoga is the perfect therapy to counteract the modern speed of life that has created a culture of stress and burnout. As we share our experience after every yoga class, we realize that yoga is a blessing which rewards and nourishes us on many different levels. It draws us closer to other people. We feel caring and compassion towards our fellow practitioners. We take that feeling with us out of the yoga class into the world. Yes, yoga is a blessing from the divine to humanity for the entirety of body, mind, and soul. The holistic benefits of yoga has been recognized by the world, with the United Nations declaring June 21st annually as International Yoga Day. Indeed, the worldwide practice of yoga foresees a healthy universal society and is a giant leap for humanity. Thank you.
Hi friends, this is Seema Seth, the author of Yashoda and Krishna, and I'm here on Radio MITWS to talk about yoga. Today being the International Yoga Day, there couldn't have been a better day than this. But before I kick it off, I would like to thank Dr. Karan Pratap Singh Ji for allowing me to be here. I pray that our beautiful association not only grows but also strengthens further in the days to come. Yoga, as the name suggests, is an exercise format of the yogis of ancient India, which then traveled to other parts of the world. Through various yoga postures, poses, and techniques called asanas, one is not only able to attain mental and physical fitness, but also establish a complete harmony of the mind, body and soul. Yoga de-stresses the practitioner and improves strength, endurance, concentration, focus, patience, flexibility and physical fitness. It helps to reduce weight and gain control over many worrisome conditions like blood pressure and diabetes. It gives a different glow to the skin and improves beauty like no other form of exercise. Well, in short, it is the ultimate elixir of life, and if done religiously, it can help one stay young, fit and energetic and elongate his lifespan so that he can cross that 100 years mark and become a centenarian probably. What's more, it doesn't upset your apple cart at all. 30 minutes is all you need to spare from your busy schedule and a small space to spread your mat. Well, breath is the bridge that connects life and death. Some yoga techniques like Anulom and Vilom can improve breathing and make it an effortless exercise, because most of the time we are not breathing at all and not realizing it also. We are not utilizing our nostrils to their full potential. This is one of the primary reasons why one must do yoga. Most of us have seen how air is pumped mouth to mouth in a heart attack victim. You got it right. Let's have a reservoir of effortless breath inside us to avoid choking at any point. I do 100 Surya Namaskars every day, which is enough for me as it tones each part of my body. For a starter, somewhere between 20 to 50 would be fine. I hope you like this small discourse. Then there is meditation also, which helps you detach your mind from the rest of the world, from the worries of your family and the worries of the world, and get connected to your inner self and develop some supernatural powers as well. They've seen in movies some yogi is flying and he has lifted his body up from the ground. Then that's the magic you can learn through yoga. So I mean, like, those are some powers that you gain because you are able to gain complete control on your mind and body, and you're able to do unnatural things which are nothing less than magic. So guys, get to your nearest yoga center and enroll today, because today is the day to take the plunge and discover the joy of yoga if you're not doing it already. Otherwise, continue doing yoga and keep reaping its benefits. I hope you enjoyed the talk show. Goodbye and have a nice International Yoga Day. Bye-bye.
Hello, you are listening Radio MIDW India.